You are listening to Up to Me Radio, the best in inspirational talk radio. It's up to me.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through.
Everyone, and welcome to Testimony Tuesday on There Is Life After Layoff Radio Show. What has God done for you in the current year that you are grateful for? What lessons have you learned through the struggles or obstacles that you have endured? And what are you believing God for in 2018? And so we're going to engage in that kind of conversation this evening, and we're going to answer those questions for ourselves. So get ready, because tonight we are going to overcome by the sharing of our testimonies. Tonight, you are my special guest. So if you want to be a part of this powerful show, please call in and share at 347-324-5246, and make sure that you press the number 1 if you want to join us on air. I'm Allie, the host of There Is Life After Layoff, and it is always a pleasure to be your guide as I continue to follow this path in my journey of rediscovery and empowerment after being laid off. There Is Life After Layoff is a vision from God, and it is my very transparent journey of how facing my own truths has allowed me to grow in all areas of my life while walking in my purpose. Now, together with the support of my contributing co-hosts and special guests who help to guide the conversation, our goal is to then encourage and empower you to push past the fear in your life as you explore new and inspiring opportunities to discover your life's purpose. And in doing so, together we will support one another through this journey. That is why I invite you to tune in on the conversation with us on Tuesday evenings from 7 to 8 p.m. through the Up to Me Radio website at up2meradio.com. So with that said, thank you for listening and for joining us as we share with you our insights into issues related to not only the experience of being laid off, but also related to other life-altering events. Now, of course, you know that this platform works because of you, our faithful listeners. You are the ones that help drive the show in this conversation, and so we always want to hear from you. So once again, if you want to be a part of tonight's conversation, I invite you to call us at 347-324-5246 and make sure that you press the number 1. Now, remember that if you want to come on air, that's the only time you need to press number 1. And we will take as many calls tonight as time permits, and we do look forward to hearing from you. So now that I've gotten a little bit of the housekeeping out of the way, I'm ready to get started with what I know is going to be a powerful, life-changing show this evening. You know what? God has truly blessed me to have some of the most inspiring women of purpose as a part of my inner circle. These are women who not only pray for me and with me, but also who listen to me when I'm going through something. And, you know, we all need that one friend or a couple of girlfriends who can always talk you back off the ledge when we are having a rough day. And I have been blessed to have more than one of these angels as part of my journey. And so with that said, to help me get things started, I want to welcome to the show two of my sheroes, Ms. Shermaine Marshall of Changing Faces Makeup Artistry and Ms. Deborah Williams, the CEO of A Fresh Start LLC. Thank you, ladies, for joining me this evening.
Thank you, Allie.
Thank you. Hi, Allie.
This evening.
I am blessed. I am so ready to just hear some powerful testimonies of what God has been up to this year, because I know he has been moving and shaking and doing some things in the lives of people that I know and love. And, you know, we overcome, like I said, I can't say that enough, we do overcome by the sharing of our testimony. So wouldn't you ladies agree that it's important for us to testify and share with people what we've gone through?
Yes, totally agree, Allie.
Absolutely. And I wanted to say hello to Ms. Deborah as well. I don't think we've personally met, but I definitely am looking forward to it.
Yes, hello. How are you?
I am awesome, awesomely blessed.
Great.
Yes, yes. So, you know, this show works, guys, because I've from the very beginning, I want to always be transparent. And so one of the main reasons why I wanted to close out the year with this type of show is because I truly believe that God allows us all to go through things that so that we can have a testimony that we can use to minister to someone else's struggle. So in other words, you know, my testimony can be the solution to someone else's problem. And so, I, what better way to kick the show off than for me to kind of share a little bit about what I've experienced this year. And, I'm going to be very honest and lay it out there. 2017 has been a rough year for me.
Yeah.
It started out great. I was riding cloud nine. You know, I had just published my book, you know, There Is Life After Layer of Rediscovery and Empowerment Journal, and I had just finished coming off doing a successful book launch, and I was riding high. I was in seventh heaven, and, you know, I was looking forward to all the opportunities that I knew God was going to open up for me with regards to getting this book into the hands of people who needed it. And, you know, it was because of God. Although it took me 2 years to complete it, you know, it was because of God. I was able to get through it. And just when I couldn't get any higher and, you know, was so happy, somewhere in the middle there, the bottom fell out, guys. The two of you guys know this about my journey. And it was around July that my family and I were dealt the devastating blow that my older brother had suddenly passed away from heart failure. Of course, we never saw it coming. And just when I thought it couldn't get any worse, it did. A week and a half after my brother's memorial, my sister and I were back in Florida again with my dad. He was in ICU. And as a result, my dad ended up passing away on October 12th. And so, you know, I would have never in a million trillion years would have ever thought that I would have been eulogizing both my brother and my dad within a few months or actually within a month of each other. And, you know, and as horrible and as devastating as both of these losses have been, they allowed me to realize just how precious life and family is, you know. I say all that to say, people, please don't take your loved ones for granted. So, you know, my testimony right now is to let you know tomorrow's not promised for either of us. The next second, the next hour, none of this is promised to either of us. So if you're experiencing some unforgiveness with family member, or even if it's a friend or someone that, you know, is close to you in your heart circle, don't let another minute, another year come in and go out without, you know, expressing forgiveness. You know, life is too short. You know, tell your family that you love them on a daily basis, because you may not get another chance, you know. So, you know, that's just a little bit of what I went through in 2017. And, you know, I'm still healing from those two losses, and I'm looking forward to, you know, God healing me and getting me through this rough time. But I know that He can do it, and I'm looking forward to some great opportunities and partnering with people such as you and, you know, Deborah and Charmaine, because I know that God is a awesome God, and He's not going to leave me here. If you guys want to share a little bit about, you know, starting with you, Charmaine, did you want to start off, you know, what has God done for you in 2017, and then what you're looking forward to in 2018?
Well, first, let me just say that that is a lot that you have been through, and thank God that you are still around and tell the testimony of, you know, just how God has elevated you from your despair and your down your down feelings about, you know, your father and your brother being deceased. And let me just tell you that death is not about the dead. It's about the living, you know, and the legacy that your father and your brother has left behind. It's going to be long-lasting for you to share with your daughter and your son. So the beauty of our loved ones going on teaches us a lesson about, you know, the love that we have for them, first of all, and also the trust that we have in God and the faith that we have in God and that ability that we have each and every day to look forward to telling someone that we do love them. I know for me, God has been just absolutely amazing in the things that he's done in my life, the people that he's brought in my life. You, for one, Allie, has been kind of like my balance. You know, you get me off the edge sometimes also. So just when you think that you're going through your own devastating moment, you know, you put aside your feelings unselfishly to listen to others and to give of yourself even when you're going through. So God continues to bless you for that. And I'm just grateful to have you as a friend of mine. I can personally say that you're a friend of mine. But each and every day I'm grateful. I'm just grateful for waking up. You know, for so many people out here take waking up for granted. You know, they're not a morning person. They don't like to get up in the morning. They're always griping about something. You know, we have to every day get up with the expectancy that God is going to bless us with the blessings that we have asked for a long time ago, because we're living in our blessings right now for things that we have asked for before this time. And I know that for me, being married, my husband travels a lot, and he had been gone for since August of this year. So, you know, I'm home by myself, you know, and I'm having to deal with everything by myself, you know, while he's away. And God has sustained me. You know, I pray every night for his protection, for my protection, and that everything goes according to God's plan in my life for that day. So I'm grateful for that, for him keeping a protective covering over me. I'm thankful that I'm still healthy. I'm thankful that I'm still in my right mind because, you know, this year I spent a lot of time in New Orleans with my mother. She had a brain injury, and she just hasn't been the same since. But God still has kept her, you know, and has kept me from not going crazy trying to deal with someone whose mind is going away. I thank God for that, for keeping me safe on the road, traveling back and forth. I thank him for, you know, the opportunities of being in the movie industry now and being an actor and the blessings that, you know, that has come my way as a result of being a part of the network of my background friends, you know. My children, you know, are continuously being blessed. You know, my daughter just bought her new house this year, and my son is still, you know, working in the industry. And, you know, he has his issues with, you know, getting his footing straight, but who doesn't? You know, we still have to ask God each and every day for favor. You know, and when he finds favor in us, it's not even, the blessing is not even for us. It's for us to share with someone else. So this Testimonial Tuesday is a great idea. I think it's something that we could definitely work on more of for 2018. And I think that this platform that you have can change lives, and it has changed lives, and I know it's changed mine, and I'm forever grateful for that. So.
Thank you, Sis.
Testimony for right now.
All right, Miss Deborah, you're on. What has God done in 2017 for you, and what are you looking forward to in 2018?
Wow, He has done a lot this year, I can definitely say. And first of all, I want to say thank you for giving me the opportunity for coming on your show. This is my second time, and I truly enjoy it because this is meant to be. One thing I would love to say is God does not put more on us than we can handle.
We
always use that why me, and I definitely feel with you because I know I lost my parents 3 months apart, and the question is, are you leaving me out here? And then what I found out was he put things in your path to see if you really trust them. And the people that you think will be there with you, maybe by your side, but they're not standing there with you. So that was something I learned from that, because it's only a few that's going to stand with you. And this testimony is somewhere, what happened with your family and mine as well as many other families is to help someone else who's getting ready to get there, who do not know they're getting ready to get there. Because a lot of people always say, you do not know how, you know, I feel you, I understand, I know what you're going through, but really they don't.
They don't.
You know, that's a courtesy, and that's they are doing it out of kindness, but they really can't feel a loss if they never had that loss.
Yeah.
And it's easy to say that, but it's hard to believe. And 2017 has showed me more trust in God, because I had just came out of that relationship, and my coworkers was telling me to pray for the person that I wanted. And I was like, okay, I'll do this. And I did on a Friday night. I was very detailed. This person showed up in my yard on a Sunday.
What?
And we're getting married next year in October.
No, no.
But
yeah,
I was like, God, you got jokes. Thank you. But, I mean, to say that is, you know, it's just like he want to see how far you're going to be in a bad relationship to see how long you're going to deal with it. Or do you trust them, or do you trust man? And the older I get, the more I know where my trust is coming from. I always say I trust, but I really don't give it to him. I don't let him move and intercede when I try to do it myself. And we can't do it by ourselves.
No.
You know?
We can't.
You know, and also I know what he did for me this year is that I wanted to look for a part-time job. It's like I need to make some more money to plan for this wedding or just this event. And I was helping a family with scholarships. And all of a sudden it was a voice that said, why can't you do this as your business? Open it up as a tier and help other people and educate them on how to research scholarships. And we're now at this point that we just launched it in November, and it's been a blessing ever since, but it's all in his time.
Exactly.
You know, and I'm learning,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm learning, but it's, this has been a journey, and for the rest of our lives, it's going to be a journey. This
Absolutely.
Is how we're going to deal with it.
Absolutely. And congratulations on your engagement. And
thank you.
Also congratulations on your new service that you're offering, because as soon as I saw you posted on Facebook, I was on it. I was texting you. I was like, oh, we got to do something.
Yeah.
We got to do something. So I'm just letting you folks know in the new year there's going to be a special series that I'm going to be partnering with Ms. Deborah on to bring you information for your students getting ready to transition into the college life and getting ready for college in, you know, from middle school and on up, I think can benefit from this. Parents, students will be able to benefit from the information that we're going to put together and present to you on the show. So it's going to be an ongoing series. So that's one thing that God is going to be doing for us in 2018, creating new
so
partnerships.
Excited. Yes,
yes, because it's so, if the timing of it couldn't be more perfect, you know. The information is so needed, so I'm thankful for God. And, you know, you got to act when God presents you with something and put something right in front of you, because he's trying to show you something for a reason. And, you know, as soon as I saw that post, I was like, I got to tell her now before I forget, before it slips by me and I, you know. And, you know, right away you were very excited and very forthcoming, and, you know, we were ready to just start putting some things down on paper. And so, you know, thank you, God. But, you know, it's all in obedience and listening to him. So I'm thankful for that as well. So, ladies, just hang in there with me, because I think we have another caller. You know, this is Testimony Tuesday on There Is Life After Layoff. If your number... last four digits of your number end in 6743. You're on the air with Allie.
Hello, Allie. This is Lisa Molly.
Lisa Molly. Hey, Lisa.
Hello. Hello, hello, hello. First of all, Deborah.
Yes.
I need to know what that prayer was, okay? We'll talk.
Yes, ma'am.
somebody wrote something there, but I need to know what that prayer was. Okay.
He's good. Okay.
But congratulations. I don't
Thank
personally
you.
Know you, but that is just so awesome, and I'm happy for you. So, yeah, I need to know the prayer because I need to be next. So 2008, at the end of 2008, I could say mine coming 2019. Okay. In any case, how is everybody doing? Thank you, Ms. Allie, for
yes,
calling
me
to holler in. Hey, Shaw. And actually, you all – I'm not going to say took my testimony, but I can relate. I can relate to everything. Allie, you are going to be okay, sweetheart. You just got a double set of angels.
Yes.
And I can really tell you've been there, done that. That my brother is still alive, though. However, my father passed, and actually it's been over 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
But nevertheless, I still miss him. As,
yeah.
you know, if it was last week. So I'm not going to tell you it's not going to go away. I'm not going to tell you that you're not going to miss him.
Right.
Just know that you just got an angel.
Yes.
There's been times when, you know, things are down or, you know, I'm just thinking whatever. And I can hear him whispering in my ear or
right.
something happened. And I know he took care of it.
Right.
And his birthday was actually just this past Friday. So
yeah. My dad's birthday was last week as well. So yeah,
so,
I had a rough week.
Oh yeah, I'm sure you did. I'm not even gonna say that you didn't.
Oh God.
Because even like I said, after 20 years, you know. I'm still like, Dad, it's Daddy's birthday, you know, and he's not here. I was a Daddy's girl. My sister's a Daddy's girl, you know, and I know you probably were too. So
yes.
Just, you know, try and remember all those good memories and just know you got an angel. So if something do go wrong, your Daddy still got your back. Okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I appreciate
and,
that.
Yeah. And, Shar, yes, every day is truly, truly a blessing. When I, you know, somebody say, oh, how you feeling today? And I go, I woke up.
Exactly.
So just
yes,
the fact that he woke me up is good enough for me. I might have an ache. I might have a pain. I might not be able to see clearly, like literally. but it's funny when my vision is like really blurred and I can't, you know, see for the day. He shows me something else.
Right.
So my eyesight is not always in my eyesight.
Right.
And he continues to show me vision on things. You know, I'm texting you all the time. What you think about this? What you
right.
think about this? So, you know, he's been good. Like I said, I've waken up these 300 and some odd days. So for that, I'm just grateful, for that. And, like I say, he's given me some vision on some things, put me in some places where I never thought I would be. So I'm truly, truly humbled by those. And then the, fact of what's about to happen for 2018, I'm very, very excited. And those scholarships that you guys are getting ready to do are
yes.
very well needed. I'm on a committee for Jamarcus Williams Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
A friend of mine, it's her son, he passed, but she does a scholarship benefit in his honor every year.
Mm.
They give away book scholarships and school scholarships to kids. And all you have to do is apply.
Right.
You know, and just, you know, meet those small criteria. So it's very well needed on what you guys are getting ready to embark on, and educating the parents as well, because a lot of parents
yes.
don't know about that. They may not have ever experienced it themselves or gone to college themselves. So just the education element of that
is going to be beneficial, and then letting the kids be aware of what all they can get, prepare themselves for that, it's just going to be quite awesome. So I'm excited for you guys.
Thank you. Thank you. You know what? We have another caller. Lisa, hold on with us because I want to bring another caller in. If your last four digits end in 8423, you're on the air, the Testimony Tuesday with Allie.
Well, hello, Allie. This is Dee Parker. How are you?
Hey, sweetie. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so good. And you know what? I wanted to call in because I was listening to some of the ladies that were calling in on this wonderful, wonderful idea for your show, Testimony Tuesday. Oh, yes. My God. We overcome by our testimonies, don't we? Oh,
yes, we do.
I love it. And I just wanted to say quickly, because I won't be able to stay on the line, but I just wanted to say how good God is.
Yes, he is.
Oh, my goodness. I know, you know, people that have been surrounded around me, including yourself, have experienced some pain and have experienced, you know, different things going on in their lives that have brought them into a space sometimes of sadness. But I will tell you this. In 2017, there were bumps and bruises that in my own life that I experienced and had to persevere through some things. And I look back and I tell you what. God is so good. He's so good. When I'm telling you, sometimes when and let me tell you, I know you can speak to this. When you are on a purpose journey and when you are trying to push books out and curriculum out and empower people through your radio show and through all the different things that, you know, you do, that I do, and multiple women that do, you know, do this type of work, you get tired.
Yes.
Tell you what, in 2017, I was so tired, and I just remember God giving me rest and grace, the grace to be able to finish strong.
Right.
And so my testimony today is that he has graced me to be able to have time to sit down. I'm not on anyone. I'm not in a classroom. I'm not on a stage. I am sitting down right now. And he is gracing me to be able to finish some things that I started that it didn't look good for me. It didn't look good. And he's gracing me. So I'm finishing strong. I'm finishing 2017 strong. And I just want to encourage somebody today that it's not over. It's not over. We still got time here in 2017 to finish something. That's my testimony, and I know that there are several other women out there and several other people out there that want to just be able to finish something, to be able to cross it off their list and to be able to cross the finish line and to be able to hold their heads up high and to be able to say, I finished.
Mm, that's powerful right there. Thank you so much. Oh, somebody needed to hear that. Dion, thank you so much for sharing that.
You are welcome, and thank you for having this platform for people to share their testimonies,
absolutely,
what people have gone through. We don't take that lightly, and I'm just encouraged by you, your radio show, the things that you've touched and laid your hand upon, even in the midst of the things that have gone on in your life. God bless you, sweetheart. God
bless
you. Thank
you, sweetie. Thank you. I'm thankful
for you. Everything that you touch. You are amazing to me.
Thank you.
So I thank you. And I've got to run. And so thank you to every woman who shared their testimony and those after. I'll go back and replay so that I can be blessed by this show.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I love you.
Love you too, darling.
All
Bye-bye.
Right. Have a blessed evening. Wow.
Good night.
Good night. Oh, we're being blessed this evening, and I believe we have another caller on the air. If your last four digits end in 1972, you're on Testimony Tuesday with Allie.
Allie, hello. My name is Joy Dorsey. This is my first time calling in. I was invited by Char.
All right. Good evening.
So I'm new to this. Hopefully I don't mess it up and embarrass you,
Char. No.
I do have a testimony. Hopefully I can get through this without
getting emotional.
Oh, you're among friends, sis. You're among friends.
I lost my identical twin sister
Bless
in 2013 while we were on vacation at a jazz festival. She collapsed from an aneurysm.
Oh, Lord.
So I pretty much I flew from D.C. I wasn't living in Atlanta at the time.
Mm-hmm.
She drove from Atlanta to Panama City Beach, and I flew in, and we met at that festival 5 years in a row. This particular year, I would have never dreamed. I simply came with flip-flops, sundresses, and shorts to have a good time with my sister.
Bless you.
And
take
instead,
your time.
I ended up having, I had to bury her there.
Oh.
I had to leave her.
Oh, sis.
And so that was the hardest thing I ever had to go through. I mean, I lost my father from the same thing at the same age, in the same city, in the same hospital. So, but I knew I had to do right by her. I didn't even break when the doctors told me she was gone. I knew I had to do right by her. This was a finale. She deserved the best. And so she left a book for years. She had wrote out her final wishes.
Wow.
And I mean, and she wanted to be like Aaliyah's wedding. She wanted to go out in the glass carriage, white horses, all of that.
Wow.
And I had no idea. And I pulled it off. But I
really?
Say
wow.
that because, and one of the callers said, never take your family and friends for granted.
That's right.
It was like she was simply just snatched. She was just simply gone. She had just got up to simply go get something to eat.
Really?
At the food court and never came back. I got a call from her phone 2 hours later, and she was gone.
Goodness. Bless your heart.
And so after that, just like the other caller, me and my sister were the only two children in my family. My mother... it was just me and her at that point.
Right.
My father died, like I said, 28 years prior from an aneurysm.
Oh, wow.
My mother, 7 months after that, died.
Wow.
So here it is, right when I was finishing up my mother, my sister's personal affairs. My sister was not married, had no children. Soon as I'm thinking I can finally grieve my sister's death, my mother dies.
Yeah.
And so, you know, people was like, how are you still standing? It's like when you know who your God is.
Amen.
I never blamed him.
Yes.
I just said, you know. And then, but at the end of the day, I didn't plan when I moved back to Atlanta last year. I retired and came back. I wasn't prepared. It's not going to be the same because when I left here, it was my sister and my mother here.
Okay.
I moved back here and I have no relatives here. I live by myself, and I just came back here and just was like, I was so used to calling them. So I say all of that to say this, never, ever take life for granted.
That's right.
Never go to bed with being mad at your sisters, your brothers. I listen to my friends who have 5, 6, 7, 8 siblings who are not speaking, and I tell them, squash whatever it is. It's not worth it. Because if they are gone, snatched from this earth tomorrow, you won't be able to say you're sorry.
Exactly.
And I just thank God I met Char on a movie set about 6 months ago, and we just automatically bonded. And I told him my story. And my whole thing, I shared with Char, I wanted to make sure my sister was never, ever forgotten. She did so much in her community. And I started a 501c3 scholarship. I go back to the jazz festival every year, and I give away money. I've been doing it for 4.5 years. And that's how I keep her name alive. I get on that stage, and every year I bless somebody's child with money.
Wow. You know what? Your story is so similar to mine in what I recently experienced this year. And my brother, you know, who, you know, I mentioned passed away suddenly from heart failure at the age of 54. His life was dedicated to being a blessing to others. And so my sister and I, his life and us memorializing him, you know, it brought to our attention. He was very private, so we didn't always know everything that he was doing. But as a result of us memorializing him and getting in touch with a lot of his friends and the community that where he was living, it was amazing to see the people that came and the things that they were saying about what he was doing in the community and the presence that he was in the community.
Yeah.
And
that you
so
never knew about.
That we never knew about because he didn't want the spotlight on him. It wasn't about him. It was just about being a blessing to other people. And no matter how down and out he may have been in his own life or whatever the case was, he never let that get in the way. He always wanted to be a blessing to other people. So we had bracelets made to give out to people to remind us. And they simply say, be a blessing to others. And it has his name on it. And then, you know, one of the other things that we talked about was starting a scholarship fund because he was big, a very, very prominent person in the Tuskegee University community, and he always believed in helping to educate the students and getting them prepared to move on. And he, you know, had a powerful impact on the lives of those students there. And so we want to work towards getting a scholarship fund in his name to give to some deserving student to, you know, that's going to be attending the university down there. And so I so relate. I would love to have a conversation with you off air, you know, if y'all could connect us, because we have similar stories, you know. I just, you know, lost my dad and my brother within this year, just this past year, the two men that I love first in my life.
Wow. Yeah,
and it's hard. Like, that's why I started out the show by saying, do not take your family for granted. Do not take, you know, whatever it is, it's not worth it.
I just thank God every day, Allie, that I was there with her. I was there with her. If God was actually to give me a choice on how to leave this earth, I would choose the way she went. She was home. We were already home. I was with her.
Wow.
I was with her. So I say that going into 2017, that's what keeps me woke. That's what I strive to do each year. My goal is to give more money than the money that I gave the year before. And this is 2018 would be the fifth year. It would be the fifth anniversary of her death. I plan to give more money. And it's hard work because I have Char tell you, I do fundraisers at my house because she was a part of the AT&T community. She had worked for AT&T for 21 years. So they, too, know she gave so much of herself because we were taught at a young age, your life is not about you.
That's right.
It's about blessing others. And if you do what God wants you to do to save his people, you will be taken care of. And that's how I wake up and I try to live my life every day. It's not about me. Because people say, well, you give so much or whatever. Because I've been blessed. I'm not supposed to be blessed and then just sit down and say, okay, you got to go get yours. No, I'm supposed to bless somebody else.
Exactly. And that's what we have to remember. You know, and that's part of why I do this show is because I want to, you know, in my negative life circumstance, you know, getting laid off, you know, who would have thought that I could turn that into what this is? And, you know, God allowed me to see that although I may have been struggling, you know, I could still bless other people. I could still be a blessing to others.
Right, he's opening up another door that you probably would have never dreamed of. Like with the background acting, I told Char, I would have never thought I planned on retiring after working 36 years just to simply sit out and just earn my, you know, do nothing for what I want to do. Don't get up on nobody's clock. Don't have to be nowhere on nobody's clock. But when I got introduced to this, something that I can control and I meet, Char would tell you, we meet hundreds of people each time we do a movie shot. And to me, I'm blessing somebody because I share my story every time I meet somebody.
That's exactly what we're supposed to do. I mean,
to share.
Everything that I've gone through, God, first of all, wants us to learn the lesson in it. I look back on things that I've gone through years and years ago, like when I've, you know, this was my second layoff in, from corporate, major layoff from corporate America. But I look back then and what I experienced way back when, the first time, and I saw all the mistakes I made, and I realized, okay, I had to go through that so that I can now today have a testimony and be here on this radio.
Hold somebody else's hand.
We have to understand that none of this is about any of us as individuals.
Mm-mm.
It's about the corporate body of Christ that we are to bless.
Exactly. I agree. Well, I am so glad Char sent me the message to call in, and I do agree to do this every Tuesday. I will definitely spread the word to my friends or whatever the call can, because we do. We have a lot of people out there suffering. A lot of single women have no family here. They totally feel alone. They put on a different face Monday through Friday at work, and then they go home to an empty house and just suppress, constantly suppressing.
Yeah.
They don't know what to do with it. They don't definitely don't want to ask somebody who to talk to a therapist. Oh, no.
Right.
But I just think that just to talk it out among people that you're comfortable with, and you'll see there's so many other people going through stuff. And that's what I tell people. It don't matter what people look like, what they drive, where they live. Everybody is going through something.
That's right.
Everybody's going through something. Some going through more than the others, but we are all going through something. Money problems, health problems, job problems. Ain't nobody perfect. Ain't nobody living 100%, ain't got no worries, no woes, no.
Exactly, and I truly believe that one of the reasons why this show really works is because I don't mind being transparent about what I'm going through. I don't have it all together. Star, I'll tell you, I have my days where she has to talk me off the ledge and we have to talk each other off the ledge. I am not perfect, and I don't profess it to be.
What'd you say, Star? Help me.
Yeah.
I mean, there are days when I just want to run from the house screaming, you know.
I don't blew up Char to be a doctor because I don't called her to, okay, Char, you can talk me down because you know right now I'm heated, Char, but Char has that gift to calm you down where you can like, okay, Char, it ain't as bad. Just let it go. You have to meet people where they are. Everybody's not going to be like you.
That's right.
So
we have to be there for one another, and like you know, Char, you know, somebody else out there, you don't know what they've gone through. You don't know what sent somebody over the edge, and so we have to pay attention, okay, and get off, you know, thinking it's all about you, and you know, we do that from time to time. I have to sometimes just stop myself and, you know, in the middle of getting ready to say something, and I know it's selfish, and I'm like, oh, okay, that's not what I need to be.
Yeah, we're not perfect.
We're not perfect. I'm a work in progress.
Yep.
That's it. But you know what? God loves me. You know, so.
He loves us with all of our stuff. All of our stuff.
That's right.
That's that grace and mercy that he gives to us each and every day. When we're mad about something, we don't want to forgive someone, he still extends that grace and mercy. He still taps yourself and says, look.
And I do. I try to remind myself, Char, I tell you, I'll say, okay, is this what Jesus would do? And when the answer is no, that's when I give. I'm like, okay, Joy, let it go. We can hold on to some stuff now.
Yes, 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 yes.
Deborah was saying earlier when she was saying, you know, oh, Lord, why me? My husband's always tell me, he said, why not you?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
exactly. That's what I'm going to say, Char. Why not you?
Yeah, look what Jesus went through. And look what his father sacrificed for us. Look at the suffering that he went through. And here we are complaining about this little bit of stuff that we go through on this earth, and we haven't sacrificed nearly as much as we can. We can sacrifice a whole lot more, but because of our human nature and of our selfishness sometimes, we don't want to go through the pain and the hurt, and we don't want to put in the work.
Inconvenience.
stuff. Mm-hmm. What? You don't want to be inconvenienced. But my God, if God felt that way about us, honey, we'd be
really?
Hot. We'd be more
we'd
of a
mess.
We'd
be in a pickle, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
That's putting it mildly.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remind myself, Joy, but he got on the cross. Joy, you can't say, I can't do this, I can't do this. He got on the cross.
Yeah.
Right? He got on the cross. How can you say this little itty-bitty thing that he's asking you to do, how can you say you can't do that?
Right.
But
right.
You know what blows my mind, ladies, is the fact that he got on the cross and he was blameless.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
He got that. Can you imagine the love that was there for us?
Exactly.
And he
exactly.
did no wrong. How dare we complain? How dare we feel sorry?
Let me tell
that's
you.
That's what brings me back to perspective every time when I think about he got on the cross, Joy.
He got on the cross.
Did you get on the cross? Did you endure
and
all
we
he had to
trade
go
places with him?
Mm.
We wouldn't even trade places with him.
Mm-mm.
We wouldn't be willing to endure that kind of pain and that kind of suffering. Because I tell you what, all the stuff that I have done up in my life, girl, I've been up on that cross. I've been pinned up to that cross like them thieves right next to me.
Yeah. Well,
oh,
we bring it all back to perspective every
girl,
time, doesn't it?
I thank God every day.
Yes.
I thank him every day because he ain't got to do this.
Mm-mm.
And you're right, Char. It behooves me when people say I'm not a morning person. The soon as I open my eyes, 5:05 a.m., 3:05 or whatever, the first thing I come out of my mouth, thank you, Jesus, for another day. Because people
Amen.
Realize some people are not going to wake up.
That's right.
Right.
But my thing
That's
is, what the funny part is,
person.
What the heck is a morning person? I'm like, okay, you woke up. What does that even mean? See, you know, we've gotten conditioned to saying this stuff that the world wants to define us by,
society.
You know, don't define yourself by world standards. You know, God has already ordained and destined you to be something great in his kingdom.
Right.
We are, you know, my focus every morning is I'm an heir to the throne. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
How powerful is that?
Yeah.
I am an heir to the throne of a king.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Ooh, don't y'all get me shouting. Oh. Ooh, that is so powerful. That's all you have to utter out of your mouth. I am an heir to the throne of the king. I am a child of the Most High God. Oh, my Lord.
I can have anything that I want because he
said
that if any desires of my heart, just let it be known to him and he'll give it to me.
Yeah.
But even if he gives it to me, it ain't for me.
And then somebody said earlier about, I think the lady who said she prayed for a man and then somebody showed up on the next day or whatever and now she's engaged. It's true.
Ms.
God
Deborah.
Has a humorous way of doing things to let you know it ain't nobody but him.
Doesn't
it? And if you
God got jokes, y'all.
He does, and I'd be like, okay, God, I see you. I say, nobody made this happen but you. Because this, I did not see this coming 20 miles away. And,
right.
You know, and so it's true. He does things. We you know, especially when you're obedient. It's like you pray. If you truly let go and let God, he shows up every time.
Yes.
But then ye of little faith, sometimes like somebody else said earlier too, we try to do it ourselves. It's like God just taking too long. God taking too long, and then we he sits back and like, okay, since we're going to let you do it your way, and I'm going to sit back, and you're going to watch and see your way not going to work, and then you're going to come back to me, but you got to have to know how to let it go. You got to give it all to him, not
10%,
not 5%. You got to pray about it. Turn it over to him and keep it moving.
Absolutely.
And when
ladies,
I actually let go to do that, that's when it happens.
Absolutely. Ladies, we got another caller to add to the party line here. So if you are, your last four digits end in 7691, you're on Testimony Tuesday with Allie.
Good evening, Ms. Allie. How are you doing? This is Christopher Marshall.
Hey, how are you?
Hey,
good,
my better half.
Hey, baby, how you doing? your guest told me that this was Testimony Tuesday as we were driving back home from doing a little bit of Christmas shopping.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to listen and give a call in. As everyone else has done, I truly thank you for this platform and what you've built. And it's been nice to see you grow. I was at your book release, and it's nice to know people of you ladies' caliber who are about something.
Wow, amen.
It's so important that so many of us, being our future people, we're on a destructive path, and we're headed there and taking as many of us that we can. So it's nice to be in an organization, be affiliated with a group of individuals, and even more so ladies, because you are truly the backbone.
Yeah.
I don't care what no man say. I go work without them.
Amen, amen, amen. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Well, you know what, ladies and gentlemen, I thank you all for being a part of Testimony Tuesday. And this, you know what, this told me that this is something that I'm going to do on a regular basis in 2018, because I feel like I want to present quality programming and give people the opportunity to share their stories. And I think it's cleansing for us to do this from time to time. So look for this more in 2018. And, you know, God is just opening up some things to me and revealing that, you know, we have to be about our brother and sister's business as well. We have to be there to support one another. So, you know, I want to bring these kind of programs where we are comfortable among one another, and we can share and be transparent, and it's a no judgment zone, you know.
Right.
So we're all in the same boat. We all go through things. We all struggle. We are not perfect. We're all works in progress, but we love God, and that's the bottom line. That's the bottom line here. So I want to just say, you know, man, the hour goes by so fast. Dang it.
It does. You don't have to be on here all night talking.
Dang it. Dang it. But you know what? Like I said, I'm going to do this on a regular basis. This is just, you know, the start, you know, of something new. And I have not done a Testimony Tuesday before on the show. But now, you know what?
Now you can testify.
We can testify. We're going to keep this thing going. In 2018, there will be more of these programs where we can get more of our brothers and sisters on the line to just share one another's burdens, you know, and help each other through what we're going through. That's what God would want us to do. We are our brother and sister's keeper, you know. So thank you guys for joining me this evening on the first Testimony Tuesday of There Is Life After Layoff, and I pray that all of you all have a blessed holiday and blessed new year, and
I love you all.
Thank you for being a part of my journey. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. We love you. We love you, and we wish you
nothing but
success.
Love you too.
Yes.
So I'm going to share some scripture before I end the show this evening. And I'm going to share with you all Revelations 3 and 8, which reads, I know the work they work. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast little strength and hast kept my word and hast not denied my name. Now, my prayer for you is that what this scripture is saying is that you continue to hear from God clearly, and that you continue to be obedient and keep him first in your life despite what you might be going through, and especially in this world that we live in that's full of increasing external pressures and persecutions, to live a God-centered life. Please live a God-centered life. Focus on God and what he wants you to do. And so when you do that and you focus on him and you keep your eyes on him, guess what? He will set before you a door, the door of salvation, that no man will be able to close. And that is what he's talking about when he said he has set before you an open door. So that's your door.
to go through. Let that be your focus in this coming year. And so thank you all for tuning in. Thank you for a wonderful and blessed 2017. I appreciate all the support you've given me through this rough year that I've had, but I'm looking forward to all that God is going to do. Please don't take your family and loved ones for granted. Remember the true meaning of this season. This is the perfect time to tell your family and friends that you love them. This is also the perfect time. Please go back and listen to some of these past recorded podcasts that we have of the show. You can do that by going to uptomeradio.com, and you can catch us on iTunes. You can catch us on Stitcher. You can download that as a free app, and you can find all of our past recorded shows. Remember to also follow me on my blog at thereislifeafterlayoff.com. And please also remember to get a copy of my book, There Is Life After Layoff, Rediscovery and Empowerment Journal. It's just in time for Christmas, and it makes a great stocking stuffer. And if you, for a limited time, if you email me at thereislifeafterlayoff@gmail.com and say that you heard about my book on the show, I'll send you a link for free shipping. So you want to take advantage of that. And please continue to follow us on social media. You'll find me on Twitter at AllieWard45, and you can follow Up to Me Radio at Up to Me Radio. And I'm also at Instagram at AllieWard45, and on Facebook you can like us. You'll find me at There Is Life After Layoff, and Up to Me Radio can be found on Facebook at Up to Me Radio. So on behalf of myself and the There Is Life After Layoff radio team, we say happy holidays and thank you for joining us on this journey, and we are grateful for your support, and we do not take it for granted that you've chosen to spend this time with us. So until next time, we continue to urge you to be encouraged, and yes, although it may be hard to walk away from something, especially when you don't know what you're walking towards, just know that when God is in it, all things are possible and new. Continue to join us on this journey, take a leap of faith past the fear in your life, and know that the bigger the obstacle, the bigger the blessing. But most of all, remember, there is life after layoff. Happy holidays and good night.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through.
Testimony, testimony, testimony.
the devil defeated. Sometimes we may find ourselves in between the problem and the promise. Yet we must trust and believe. For the only freedom I have ever known has come from you.